Imagine that the only job interview in your entire life took place when you were 18. Would you have been ready?
What if the interview had arrived in the middle of a recession?
I'm Robin Harding, Tokyo correspondent for the FT. What I've just described is the reality for most people in Japan. The lifetime employment system means that your interview arrives when you leave school at 18 or leave university at 22. Get it right, and you have a secure, well-paid job for the rest of your career. Get it wrong, and you enter a precarious limbo of temporary contracts and part-time work, with no way to get back on the permanent track. According to many economists, fixing that two-tier labour market is one of the main elements missing from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's massive economic stimulus, known as Abenomics. A man we'll call Mr. Takeda, now a contract worker in his late 20s, is one of the people for whom things went wrong. He asked me not to use his full name because he's applying for permanent jobs and not willing to do anything that might jeopardise his chances. He left school in 2007, just as the world economy started to turn down. Shy, seeking a job in a bad year, he was left unemployed.
If you don't get recruited first time around, it's extremely difficult, and the recruitment rate was low that year.
The dark side of lifetime employment is that the consequences if you miss out are extreme. For example, in the US, if the unemployment rate is 1 percentage point higher at the time of graduation, a high school graduate earns 3% less on average. That effect fades out after a few years as the economy gets better and the graduate finds the kind of job they would probably have got in the first place if they'd graduated when times were good. In Japan, the wage hit is 7%, and it doesn't get better. A decade later, students from that cohort, who graduated when times were bad, will still be earning 5 to 7% less. And most of that is because of those like Mr. Takeda, who did not find a regular job. After years of struggle, he eventually found a part-time position in a manga cafe, and discovered that while he had missed out on the perks of corporate Japan, he still had the responsibilities.
In the past, part-time work was happy-go-lucky. You were free. Now a part-time worker needs the skills that a contract worker used to need. You have to follow orders, and if you want time off, they expect you to find a substitute.
The Abe government is making some cautious labour market reforms, but many economists think it will only be possible to improve things for irregular workers by making it easier to dismiss the privileged workers who have lifetime jobs. Politically, that is really hard, because workers in the permanent jobs probably make up a majority of the voting population. But there is hope for the young. Companies are keen to reform their lifetime employment systems to become more flexible, and Japan's ageing society means they have fewer young people to choose from anyway. For Mr. Takeda, life is looking up as well. He hopes that his contract job with an IT firm may eventually become permanent, and the hardship since he graduated has changed him.
There may be a lot of people who, when the work is tough, they want to quit. But I'm the opposite. I'm frightened to go back to that time. Having nothing to do is much worse.
This was Robin Harding, the Financial Times in Tokyo, reporting on the struggles of young people in Japan who miss out on a job in the country's lifetime employment system.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.